Today I'm the Dr. Nataria, the Executive Director, UNFPA. It feels so nice.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to be her today. So I'll be talking much about the issues affecting a girl child, most especially in my community. Yeah.
That was Zahara. She's 18, she's from Uganda, and for a day this week, she got to take over the job of Dr. Natalia Kanem, the head of the UN Sexual and Reproductive Health Agency, UNFPA. This is part of a global campaign led by the nonprofit Plan International. For the past 6 years, they got thousands of girls to fill the shoes of government leaders, CEOs, and heads of all kinds of organizations to prove one thing: women and girls can do it. Welcome to Gender Focus, a podcast from UN News. I'm Yasmina Guerda. Let me tell you about Zahara. She is the youngest of six children. Her dad passed away when she was four, so she had to start earning money at a very young age. And for the past year, she has been advocating for girls' empowerment in her country, in East Africa. I met her in the hallways of UNFPA as she was heading to Dr. Kanem's, what was really her own office, for this one day. And on the way there, she walked by a wall with the portraits of all five executive directors of the agency. She stopped and stared, and I asked her why.
I feel so inspired because since I see only two men and there are three women, it's really nice because that shows that women, we are going somewhere. It's a good legacy. I also hope one day I'll be like them, to have my photo put in a building whereby everybody can look at me and know that, yes, I existed.
And empowered with that thought, she walked confidently towards the executive director's office to meet the actual boss for a quick briefing at the start of the day.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
I'm very excited to meet you. I'm Natalia.
I'm Zahara.
And you're executive director today.
Yeah.
So enter your office. Karibu. Because it's a big team. You have to direct them today.
And direct them she did indeed. Early in the day, Zahara got to chair a big meeting where one of the teams presented their new strategy to better reach adolescents worldwide. And if anyone in the room, including the deputy executive director, thought she was going to go easy on them, they had another thing coming.
Ensuring rights and choices for all, and that's what we're building on.
Okay, that's nice. Now my main concern still comes on the rights and choices. Let me talk about where I come from. You know, some parents are illiterate. They didn't go to school. Remember, in some cultures, that a girl is supposed to do this and this. She's supposed to stay home and cook. And you know, some parents say that when you educate a girl, you're losing money. Parents focus on marrying a girl because they know that's a source of income to them. How are you really going to engage these parents into it to at least come to an understanding?
The meeting went on for about an hour. Zahara listened, she asked questions, she took notes, and UNFPA's Deputy Executive Director, Dereje Wardofa, also asked her to make some closing remarks.
My expectation is high from this meeting. Therefore, I'll sit but not relax. I know the actions being taken to see a successful girl tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
After the meeting, I took the Deputy Executive Director aside and asked him how he felt she did.
I am very much impressed with her listening skills. She gave very substantive comment, but importantly, I was impressed by her closing remarks. We talked a lot in here and tried to improve our words and phrases and even our strategy or vision. At the end of the day, things would happen only through practical actions, and she really articulated that wonderfully.
So you think she'll make a good leader?
She would be definitely. I would love she's, my boss for forever.
After intense hours heading the UN agency, Zahara and Dr. Natalia Kanem stopped by our studio for a little debrief on how the day went.
Hello, this is Yasmina Guerda with the UN News.
Today we have two very, very special guests. We have Dr. Natalia Kanem. She is the executive director of UNFPA, the UN Population Fund. And then we have Zahara, who is also the executive director of UNFPA, at least for one day. She's 18, she's coming from Uganda, and she took over the agency for the day.
My day's been so fantastic. I've enjoyed, people are nice, I don't know, everything is nice.
Tell me a little bit about how you became a girls' advocate.
My father passed on in 2004.
My mom isn't educated. That's why I stand and call for education for girl child. Because if mother was educated, she could have had a job for herself. So my sister decided to get married at 23 and the other got pregnant at 16. This is really so hurting because no one wished it. And now this year I was out of school because I have to work. And next year I'll go to school. That's when I'll start my course of journalism.
Well said.
I want to become a journalist to advocate because there are very many girls suffering, forcing us into marriage when we don't want, raping us and defiling us and no action is done. Like, you meet a girl who really is interested in education. She reaches at school. Again, the teachers harass them. And in all ways, some teachers, to give you more marks, you need to first sleep with a teacher. And this is really common in college schools. Girls are exchanging their bodies into marks, which is really so bad and it's hurting.
Zahara, you're a very impressive girl. Of all the things you've done, of all the challenges you've overcome, what are you most proud of?
I'm proud of one thing, that I can manage to pay my own tuition, though it's hard, but at least I can hustle and be at school.
Well, Zahara, as you know, I'm really proud to have you lead UNFPA today. The leadership that you provide is a leadership that's inspiring for girls in your community, in your country, and for me, myself, as a leader. The fresh perspectives that girls' leadership brings is part of improving an individual life, but also the life of a society as a whole.
What kind of boss was she, can I ask you?
Well, I have to say that we have a boss today who is well organized. She is very well spoken. But the most important quality, the fortitude and the will to want to change a wrong into a right, this is what we have had today. So thank you, Zahara, for that.
You're most welcome.
You've been listening there to the head of UNFPA, Natalia Kanem, and her boss, for one day only, Ugandan 18-year-old Zahara. Zahara's adventures in New York continue. Before returning home on Saturday, she is participating in the launch of a campaign for girls' education and an important event at UN headquarters titled Girls Speak Out, something Zahara, we know, is not afraid to do. That's it for this episode of UN Gender Focus, a UN news podcast. I'm Yasmina Guerda at UN headquarters in New York. Thank you for listening.